My name is Julia Kent. I'm Canadian. I was born in Vancouver. I live in New York. I play cello, and I've played with lots of different groups, ensembles, artists. And over the past 5 or 6 years, I've been doing solo music of my own, and I've released 2 CDs and an EP.
You were a young child when you learned how to play the cello. Why did you choose the cello?
Well, my parents claim that I chose it myself, but I suspect there was like a little parental influence involved there, especially also because my sister plays the violin, so it's very musically symmetrical. So I suspect my parents might have had a tiny hand in it.
Have you ever thought of changing the instrument?
No, I love the cello. I love the cello because for me, the cello is almost like a voice. It sort of has the same range as a human voice. And it's very versatile as an instrument because it has a big range. Like, you can do things that are quite bass-like, and you can, and then you have the whole range of the instrument. So I love that quality of the cello. It definitely is very difficult to travel with, especially when you're flying. But also the cello, to me, it's almost like my travel companion, because I travel so much alone, and somehow the cello is like my travel companion.
When you studied music, was the focus mostly on classical music there?
Yes, absolutely. I went to music school in Bloomington, Indiana, which has a big music school, and I studied classically, and then I stopped playing because I just felt as if it wasn't for me, that I wasn't talented enough to be a classical musician. And then I moved to New York, and I started playing with rock bands and other kinds of non-classical groups, and I discovered that, I could do these creative things and do kinds of music outside of that whole classical sphere, and it was really freeing to discover that.
So do you do lots of improvisation?
I do a lot of improvisation, but not in the jazz sense, because I'm not really trained in jazz, so I hesitate to call what it's improvised in the sense that it's spontaneous and it's not notated. But I think somebody who's a true jazz improviser would probably disagree with that description.
And where does your inspiration come from when you develop a new song?
I'm really inspired. I mean, it sounds corny, but I'm really inspired by emotion. I feel as though I'm always trying to convey in music like an emotion that I feel, or like an emotional atmosphere. And there are certain concepts that I found inspiring for each of the records. Like the newest CD that I released, Green and Gray, was inspired by the interactions between the human created world and the natural world, and how those can really collide in a city, because I'm really conscious of that living in New York. For the CDs, the main instrument is cello. I use a lot of field recordings that I've made all over. Like, for my first CD, I used field recordings that I made in airports all over the world. And for this new one, I used a lot of field recordings of natural sounds, like insects, and natural sounds that almost created rhythms, because I was interested in exploring that. And then I did a little bit of electronic programming on this new one. And then when I play live, I use a few beats from that I created for the record, but all the cello stuff I do completely live.
Yeah, you said before that you've worked with many other musicians before. What do you prefer? Do you prefer performing alone, to be alone on stage, or performing in a group?
I love them both, because when I work with other people, like, it's really beautiful to have the kind of communication that you get when you perform with somebody, some other people. And also, I feel like working with other people is really, I learn so much with everybody that I play with, because everybody kind of has their own musical world, and they're trying to convey it, and then your job as a musician with them is trying to fit into that world, and that's always really interesting for me. And then I love doing my solo music, because it's the thing that is really the closest to my heart. I feel so lucky to get to do it.
I was wondering, is there a happening or an event, a concert, or something that was really important for you?
I mean, I'm inspired by so many things that I hear. I'm trying to think of one specific concert. I heard a really beautiful concert not that long ago in New York by Ars Nova Copenhagen, which are a vocal ensemble, and they perform, I think they're, I don't know how many people they are, maybe there's 16 people, and that was, I mean, that just blew me away, that concert, because their communication and the way their voices blended together and the repertoire that they did was, it was really incredibly inspiring to hear that.
Do you feel much like competition in the music business?
You know, I'm so terrible with the whole business aspect of the music business that I'm just not even aware of anything. You know, it's like I just really concentrate on making music, and I'm very not businesslike. And maybe if I were, I would be frustrated, but I'm not, because I just follow my own path and I do my own thing. The reaction that I get is the thing that keeps me going, you know, and that's all I need, really. I just want to say that I'm so thrilled and honored to be playing this concert here in the Sala Rosa. It's sponsored by Howl, because it's a really amazing, like, I'm really excited to play with women who are making incredible music. It feels very empowering and beautiful. And also, you know, I feel like there's a certain synergy between, you know, like, Howl in terms of political activism and music, and, you know, like, and I think that's a really beautiful thing.